This is John Batchelor, a conversation with colleague John Hardy of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies about Ukraine and the negotiation 24-point plan, 19-point plan, many iterations in the days ahead. But what John identifies are two unlikely pieces of the plan to be negotiated away by Ukraine. One is the size of the military. Right now it's capped at 600,000 according to this document. John does not believe that Russia has won that ability to name, that talent to name the size of the army it opposes. And the other, especially the hard one that everybody focuses on, is transfer of Ukrainian territory to Russian hands. Unlikely, unlikely. Here John explains. Much more of this tonight.
So from my perspective, I do not see, I think Ukraine's battlefield situation is not good. It it's probably not going to drastically improve, but I also don't see the Russians. I don't see it deteriorating to the point that the Russians are able to impose what they're demanding. So things like dramatically limiting the size of the Ukrainian armed forces. Like I think back during the 2022 Istanbul talks, the Russians demanded something like a cap of maybe 85,000, something in that ballpark. Obviously, well under what they have now and well under even that Witkoff proposed cap. I just don't see Ukraine being in a position where they have to accept things like that. Withdrawing from large swaths of territory, that would be similarly painful. It requires some sort of referendum in Ukraine. I don't see, if Zelensky wanted to go along with that, he'd have to sell it within Ukraine, and he'd have to get, people in the army to go along too. And some would, some might not. And so, that kind of limits his options.